This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhardt.
If you order Havana Club rum in the United States, you'll be drinking one company's rum. But if you order Havana Club outside the United States, you'll be drinking a different company's rum. And that's where trademark law gets interesting. Because this week, Bacardi, the famous rum maker, lost another round in a long-running U.S. trademark dispute with the Cuban government over the Havana Club trademark. This is not just a fight over a label on a bottle. This dispute involves decades-old history, geography, politics, family legacy, and who gets to tell the story behind the brand. In the United States, Bacardi sells a Puerto Rican-made rum under the brand Havana Club. But in the rest of the world, Havana Club is sold by a Cuban joint venture involving Cuba Export and Pernod Ricard. Same name, different rum, different owners, different stories, in different countries. Before the Cuban Revolution, a Cuban family business used the Havana Club name. After the revolution, the family assets were seized by the Cuban government. Family left Cuba for the U.S. and sold the rights to Bacardi. Meanwhile, the Cuban government registered the Havana Club trademark in the United States. Bacardi has been fighting the legitimacy of the Cuban-owned trademark ever since. In this latest round, Bacardi argued that the mark should have expired because Cuba Export failed to timely pay a maintenance fee in 2016. Companies have to routinely renew their trademark registrations and pay a fee. If they don't, the mark goes abandoned. At the time, export controls were in place that prohibited the Cuban government from transferring funds to the U.S. Cuba eventually got a waiver from the U.S. government to pay the fee, but by that time, the period to pay the fee had expired. For entrepreneurs, the takeaway is simple. Your brand name may become one of your most valuable assets you own, but it only stays valuable if you protect it, maintain it, and understand who else may claim rights to it. Paying maintenance and renewal fees is important and cause a loss of rights if you don't pay attention. One big advantage of working with a law firm on your trademarks is that the law firm will help track and remind you of renewal dates as they become due. And here's the practical lesson. Trademark disputes don't always come from someone copying your logo yesterday. Sometimes they come from decades-old business history, old assignments, government action, missed deadlines, and renewal paperwork. So the next time someone says, "It's just a name," remember Havana Club. Because in business, sometimes the most expensive thing in the room is not the product, it's the name on the label. And this has been Richard Gerhardt for Intellectual Property News. And if you have an idea or an invention you want to protect, the team at Gerhardt Law helps entrepreneurs turn ideas into protected assets. You can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation and practical guides to get you started.